mode 6-1, the harmonic shimmer. Nodal structure. Mode 6-1 has 6 nodal diameters, 1 nodal circle, and 12 vibrating lobes. Degeneracy. Two orientations are separated by a 30-degree rotation. The 6-fold symmetry of the pattern produces this doubly degenerate pair. Rotational symmetry. 6 axes of symmetry mean that rotating the pattern by multiples of 30 degrees maps the shape onto itself, and the intermediate 30-degree rotation between degenerate shapes is. What gives rise to the twin? Air loading effects, because mode 6-1 displaces many small regions of air during vibration, its coupling to the cavity is weaker than for lower modes. It still experiences air loading, which lowers its frequency compared to the ideal membrane, but not as strongly as the lower preferred modes. In practice, on a well-tuned tympano, mode 6-1 tends to lie near 3.5 times the frequency of mode 1-1. Again, consistent with Benaid and Duff's observed ratios. Air loading reduces the spread of frequencies and clusters them closer to integer-like multiples, helping the spectrum read as harmonic, even though bare membrane theory would not predict this. Mode 6-1 divides the tympanal membrane into 12 lobes via 6 nodal diameters and the central nodal circle. It represents the upper boundary of the pitch-relevant diametric modes, those with enough spatial structure and energy to interact meaningfully with the air in the ear. In theoretical membrane models, mode 6-1 appears around 3.60 times the frequency of mode 1-1. In practice, air loading moderates this slightly, bringing it closer to 3.5 times the frequency of mode 1-1, approximately aligning with a higher partial relationship within the tympano's quasi-harmonic pitch structure. At this high frequency, however, the ability of the enclosed air to significantly shift or sustain the mode diminishes. The small lobes couple only weakly with the air, leading to a fast decay and minimal sustained energy. As a result, mode 6-1 contributes less to pitch reinforcement and more to transient coloration. It manifests primarily during the attack phase, adding shimmer, sparkle, and harmonic complexity. Though subtle, this mode plays an essential role in refining the upper edge of the tympano's sonic profile. It enhances clarity, contributes to tonal brilliance in loud dynamics, and adds spatial depth in reverberant environments, helping to shape a complete and expressive acoustic character.